So joining me now is the Idle Dead.
Hey.
Hi guys. Hey. You've just finished on opening up the second stage.
That's right, yeah.
Sorry, I must get it right. Stage one.
Stage two.
Stage one.
Is it?
Yeah, stage one. Main stage, stage one.
Ah, yeah,
it's like
right.
Premier League, Championship, Division One. I'm old enough to remember that was Division Three, but hey. So
right, okay.
Enjoy it, guys.
It was
awesome.
I had a fucking party and a half just to myself. And if anyone else got involved in that, good on them.
Do you think that's what being in a band's all about, though? If you don't enjoy it.
Well, yeah, you get like...
You're kind of screwed.
Yeah, you get 30 minutes every fortnight or so to do this. Why are you going to go on stage and not have fun?
And the sound was awesome on stage. It was really good, and it was just everything just fell into place, and it was lovely.
We're professionals.
We're
kind of not us.
yeah, and the crowd were lovely. We did a collection for Nathan.
Oh, that's
apparently we 330 quid.
Okay, no.
Amazing.
Well,
that's lovely.
What's firing pennies?
Eh?
What's firing pennies?
3,300.
That's a lot of pennies.
No, it's not as more than
that.
Yeah, and I think they're going to ask the Centre Bombs to do the same sort of thing later on.
Oh, fabulous.
And they did. People were chucking 50 quid notes in and stuff.
Yeah, wow, that's amazing.
Nice.
So in terms of your influences as a band, what made each one of you want to say, right, I want to play guitar, I want to play bass, I want to hit things, I want to pose as a singer with a microphone in front of me?
We're all different. The answer.
So yeah.
You'd have to go around each person.
Well, that's what
he's
doing.
That was a clue. Hey! Tim, this is an
interview.
He's
an
interview.
No,
you go first, Tim.
Me?
Yeah.
It's grunge and Guns N' Roses and all the rock bands. I was brought up in between the sort of 80s and 90s, so it's that crossover between when sort of heavy rock was coming to an end and then grunge started, so it's quite an exciting time. And then Britpop, a little bit of Britpop as well, but mainly guitar, sort of bass, rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tim played piano.
Yeah.
Decided you couldn't get chicks with a piano.
Elton John wasn't my role. He didn't get chicks either.
No, he didn't get chicks either.
He didn't want them, though. He did, he got married. He had a spare one.
A beard.
Stop it. Sir Elton will never speak to me again.
Sorry.
Or ever. No, anyway. And yourself?
I grew up listening to Queen. And
there's a theme now, John Queen. There's a theme.
Both his dads are gay. Then when I got old enough to have my own taste, I basically started going on Guns N' Roses. And then as I got older still, I got into the American side, like Avenged Sevenfold. And
right.
Really heavier stuff. And then I joined these and kind of calmed it down a bit because he says, no, we're not having any of that shit in here.
Dropped the bass down a bit.
Yeah. Did that inspire you to play the bass?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I couldn't play guitar, so I thought, might as well.
Fingers are too big.
I held the guitar and went, this looks like a ukulele. Fuck, give me a bass. Yes, that's it.
Cool.
My mum actually played the drums, so... As long as I can remember, there was always drums in the house. So I kind of think I just started playing them even when I was probably 4 years old and just
hitting things.
I think I just enjoyed it. And then my parents got me to go for lessons for like a short while. And I think I just...
Like a proper musician.
Yeah.
Yeah. 6 days into lessons, his teacher turned around like, I can't teach you up.
We'll swap. No. I think... And I grew up in New Zealand, so... slightly different sets of bands, more of the American stuff. That was kind of more my influence, and I was into kind of R&B and different stuff when I was growing up first, and then I think when it was rock music, it was kind of bands like Live and Foo Fighters and Green Day, No Doubt, people like that. That kind of got me more into kind of rock music, and I mean they're still my favourite bands, but obviously there's a lot more bands around.
Yeah.
But that their drummers are the influences as well on how I play.
Awesome.
Is it this what got you to like pick up an instrument?
Yeah.
Brian Adams' video, 18 Till I Die. I was like 11 years old, 12 years old, and we're all in silver suits, and we all morph into each other like that Terminator bad guy sort of thing. And they fly off away in another spaceship, and I was like, that's amazing. I went to tell my parents I wanted a guitar. And it took a full year pestering them to get one. But I even had Never told anyone this. All right, nope, can't. But I cut out the bit of the Argos catalogue that had the guitar in it. It folded up in my wallet when I took it to school. It was a Honor Rockwood LX90L.
I want one of them.
Very nice. Yeah, notice every day I was coming back and go, have you got one of them yet? No, nope, right. Same time tomorrow.
Oh, that's amazing.
David Bowie. I just wanted to be David Bowie.
Really?
That's basically it, yeah. I got into all the 80s glam metal sort of stuff. Via Ozzy, got into Sabbath, got into Ozzy, did a whole the whole 80s Poison, Guns N' Roses, LA Guns, Enough's Enough, all that, and then we got into punk. But all the way through that, it was always Bowie that was my my hero. Bowie and
I think the true inspiration for you would have been that video with Bing Crosby.
That was the one that did it. I wanted to be in a situation as awkward as that.
When David Bowie is clearly
dancing in the street cover now.
No.
Yeah, no, that was also
that was up there.
Let's just all check this. At one point, does Mick Jagger just bend down, get a drink of pop, and put it back down?
Yes, he does.
I think he does.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Cool. I haven't liked microdose myself by mistake.
No. Yeah, that's not a good viewing.
The whole I kind of pretend that part of Bowie's career didn't happen. Like from about 1981 to when he released Black Tie, White Noise.
Well, sadly,
so I just ruined all that off. Young Americans, and it stopped.
Right.
Restarted again in the 90s.
That's not something about me and David Bowie. I like Tin Machine. People go,
I'd love the first Tin Machine album.
Tin Machine? Nobody liked Tin Machine. I liked Tin Machine.
Under the God's a fucking cracking tune.
Yeah, great.
And the guitarist stayed with him for forever. Reeve Gables, yeah, stayed with him for ages. And the drummer as well?
I think so.
Yeah, but his brother.
If he's not got six strings, I tend not to remember who it is. Yes, I was a bit like you when I was four and I was watching The Sweet on Top of the Pops. That is what I want to do. I want to be that. My mate's got what? Cross dresser?
I was going to say, so your mum bought you a massive pair of stacking boots. No, Mum, I didn't want that.
I meant the guitar, but okay.
I appreciate the thought.
And that sort of stuck with me. That to me was what it was all about. It was like, get on stage and show off.
Yeah, definitely. That's what our ethos is, that it's like we do, we're not shoegazers.
No.
It's like you get up on stage and just show off. You've got all people say,
to play guitar just watching your feet.
Yeah.
Fucking boring.
But you've got all that kind of no image bands and stuff like that are a bit like, oh, well, you look like that and you spend more time on your hair than you do on your... We know what, we practice our songs in the rehearsal room, which is where you do it.
Yeah.
When you go on stage, you're not really supposed to be practicing your songs anymore.
It strikes me sometimes, you see bands like that and you're going, yeah, well, it's not about that. Why are you doing it then?
Yeah.
If it's not about what I think it's about, why are you doing it?
What's the attraction to your side of it? Come on, explain cardigans to me.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was, you know, like you say, you get to do it so rarely in terms of, you know, you're not doing it 8 hours a day every day. So when you get up in there and do it, have a blast. Enjoy yourself. Yeah.
You really, really want a lot of Facebook profile pictures.
Crap. That's basically
what you go for.
Yeah, well,
if you can mentally tick off 20 new ones.
Come and take pictures of you and shit, it's great.
Yeah. In terms of playing, you're talking about once every couple of weeks you do it, but have you got tours lined up, or do you just grab what you can when you can?
Pockets, lads.
We're going on tour in May.
Yeah.
You got no flyers?
I've got a rhythm roll.
Have you?
Yeah.
Have you got one?
Oh, yes! Hey, there we go, a flyer.
There we go.
Tim to rescue.
Well, I only need one.
Flyer.
You keep them, you need those.
So yeah, we are out in May. We'll be at Gulliver's in Manchester on the 11th of May, at Duffy's Leicester on 12th of May, Mulberry Tavern Sheffield on 24th of May, Think Tank Newcastle 25th of May, Nice and Sleazy Glasgow 26th of May.
And we're also playing NLC Festival, which is a Rocking for the Children. We've got a Camden Rocks gig next 2 weeks' time.
Awesome.
We're doing a 10-year anniversary this year because we've been at it 10 years. Rockwich, which we keep forgetting about, don't we?
Yeah,
Fest.
Forget them.
And Sleaze.
Wonderful. Well, I shall certainly see you probably in Think Tank. Thank you very much, fellas.
Thank you very much for having us.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.